You're listening to EPN.
I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Michelle Salater with Business Confessional Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with East San Diego, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are visiting with Jeremy Durant, the business principal at Bot Design, a marketing agency based in San Diego, California, with clients throughout the United States. Bot Design works primarily with professional and business services firms, serving as their outsourced marketing department. Jeremy, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here.
So tell me, why is website design important for small businesses?
Well, it used to be, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, just to have a website up was all you needed. It was like an online brochure, never really changed much. It was just, you know, something you just needed to have to be a viable business. But nowadays, small businesses can really rely on websites to be a viable lead generation tool. So it's something that's not just a static online brochure anymore. Small businesses are constantly updating the website with new content that helps drive the right traffic to the website. And then the whole focus when somebody comes to the website is conversion. So conversion is essentially someone feels compelled enough to pick up the phone, fill out an email form, or access some sort of premium resource that requires their contact information to access something on the website. The other big thing for small businesses, I mean, traditional advertising can be cost prohibitive to most small businesses. The great thing with the web is you can track almost all of your marketing efforts. You can see who's coming to the website, where they're coming from, what pages they're viewing, what campaign it's related to. So it's a great way to truly understand your market and the effectiveness of any sort of marketing campaign.
With all that being said, now what role does social media play in marketing a small business?
So with small businesses, particularly B2B firms, social media is more of a branding tool. It's a way to stay top of mind with your target market, practice thought leadership. You know, really, you know, it's not only about a business espousing their own viewpoints or opinions on social media. It's also finding content that maybe somebody else wrote and getting that up on your social media accounts because your target market would be interested in that. So it's not only creating original content, but the role of being a content curator and connecting with as many people as possible, not only clients, but strategic partners, and you know, anyone that's going to be touching your ideal clients. So, you know, connecting with as many people as possible and having relevant content that positions your firm as a thought leader.
Now, here's a question. at least 7 out of 10 people would want to know. How does a business show up more prominently in Google?
So with any search engine from Google to Yahoo to Bing, which makes up about 99.9% of the search engine market, it all comes down to content. The more content you're creating, typically the higher you're going to rank on a search engine. So not only do you want to create content on your own website that's keyword rich, you're basically, you know, adding content there that has the keywords that your ideal client may be searching for, but then you want to repurpose this content on outside website platforms. So what you want to do is get content, you know, such as press releases or articles on reputable websites. Search engines, their algorithm looks at other websites to see what the content they're running there. And then, of course, you want to build up those backlinks pointing back to your website. So the more content not only that you're creating for your website, but then repurposing for authoritative websites, that's really important. So over time, if you keep creating content, slowly but surely, you'll start rising the rankings for your targeted keywords.
Very good information. Today, we're joined by Jeremy Durant, the business principal at Bop Design, a marketing agency based in San Diego, California, with clients throughout the United States. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio in association with eSan Diego, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What is the purpose of email marketing today?
So email marketing, it used to be email marketing was a lead generation tool. It was used more to, you'd buy an email list and you'd basically try to open doors or start conversations with an email. The unfortunate thing nowadays is there's so much spamming going on that that's not a worthwhile marketing tactic. Where email marketing really makes sense for any small business is lead nurturing. So, you'll have a lot of contacts. You know, not everyone that you have in your contact database is a client. There's plenty of people that you've met a couple times. They could be interested in your product or service, but have not purchased anything from you yet or haven't engaged in with your firm in any sort of way. So the great thing with email marketing, it allows you to stay top of mind with those contacts, and slowly but surely, hopefully over time, those contacts will actually become clients. So we encourage most of our clients to have an email newsletter, either sent out monthly or quarterly. And, you know, we tell them, hey, it can't be corporate propaganda. It needs to be something relevant to your target audience. So you really have to give 25% of your expertise away for free. So we encourage all our clients to do that. And, you know, we even, you know, here at Bop Design have a monthly small business marketing tips email newsletter. And every single time we send it out, we get a new project out of it. So it's a great way, you know, you may have met somebody 6 months ago, wasn't ready to engage with your firm at that point, but they've been receiving those emails every month. Now they're ready and they know where to go.
And how does marketing complement a sales team?
So, you know, in many organizations, there can be kind of mutual disrespect between the sales and marketing departments. And the problem is it's typically sales and marketing don't seem to be working that well together. Really what marketing's sole focus needs to be is lead generation and lead nurturing of ideal client leads. So what you want to do as a marketing department is essentially tee it up for the sales department, where you're not only generating ideal client leads for them that they can follow up with and actually get in their sales process. You're giving the sales team tools such as, let's say, brochures, white papers, case studies, you know, various tools that are going to allow them to take a lead from a general inquiry to a closed business relationship. So that's where marketing can really help the sales team do their job better and actually spend their time wisely with only ideal client leads as opposed to leads that aren't really the most ideal. You really want to have, you know, the phone ringing with people that fit your ideal customer profile.
And tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about BOP Design online.
Yeah, so you can visit our website at www.bopdesign.com, and there's various resources on there. We have a white paper talking about how a small business can strengthen their online presence. We also have a couple other guides. One is the Top 10 Website Design Questions Answered. It's a great buying guide as you're going out interviewing various web design agencies and determining which one's the best fit for you. So you really want to have that. It equips you with the right questions to ask as you're interviewing web design firms. We also have the Top 10 SEO and Social Media Questions, another guide with a lot of valuable content that will help you understand SEO and really determine a strategy to start rising more, you know, ranking more prominently on a search engine.
Good stuff. Now, in conclusion, what tip could you share with our listeners that they could put into action at least within a week's time in regards to their individual or business online presence?
So, you know, primary focus of your website, it really needs to be that conversation starter. So what one thing that we encourage all our clients to do is to have prominent calls to action on every single web page. You know, most of the time it's going to be contact us or request more information. But what we encourage clients to do is actually have a conversion tool on there. So have an offer for a guide or a white paper or something that's, you know, enticing to your ideal customer. So as you get the traffic, you know, the right traffic to your website, there is a, you know, a enticing offer there that it's enticing enough that that visitor is willing to give their contact information to access. So, you know, basically then you get the right people to the website and then your sales team gets pinged when someone downloads that particular resource. So really start focusing on your website, not just as that online credibility piece, but a real converting lead generation tool.
Really good advice. He is Jeremy Durant, the business principal at BOP Design, a marketing agency based in San Diego, California, with clients throughout the United States. BOP Design works primarily with professional and business service firms, serving as their outsourced marketing department. And the website of reference, once again, is BOPDesign.com. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us today from sunny San Diego, California, here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in association with East San Diego, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.